We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we are into hour two of the Gresham Fourier portion of the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Over $2.7 million and rising in terms of monies raised. Amazing stuff. And here with us on set, I love it when we get to sit beside this guy. It's great stuff. Red Sox manager Alex Cora is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by Find Mass Money. Go to findmassmoney.gov and see if you have money waiting for you. And by Sherwin Williams, also by Arbella, here for Boston fans, here for good. Not on the Harbor One hotline, but in the Harbor One seat. There we go. We'll go with that. Alex, good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here. What a great day, right?
Great to see you. Now, will Major League Baseball, if you just throw the coverall on, considering you have the strikeout shirt on, that will baseball give you a one-day dispensation that you don't have to wear the uniform, so to speak?
That'd be great, right?
It would be. Why wouldn't Why they, not? For crying out loud? If there's one thing, if there's a thing that baseball should get behind, obviously it would be what the Jimmy Fund does. Rob Manfred's aware. Throw him a bone and let him wear the strikeout cancer stuff.
It's not that I wear my jersey all the time, right?
Well, I know. Well, there's, you know, you got the
You don't go full uniform, a player uniform, right?
I use the hoodie and
you learned from
all
Frank
depends.
Conan.
All depends.
You learned from Frank Conan, didn't you?
Or? Yeah. If you look around, Kevin Cash, he never wears a jersey. I do sometimes. You know, like you lose seven
when
in a row.
It's called for.
Seven in a row. Hey, how about the jersey? Yeah.
So wait for those professional basketball coaches to wear a uniform.
How about that change in the bubble, right? That's how
they wore sweatsuits.
They were allowed to look relatively
normal. Yeah, but that change when they were in the bubble. Yep. Yeah, it used to be like the suit and tie.
They go full casual. Like if you could change it, would you ever want to wear a suit?
No.
Is it?
That's something. That's a topic traveling now. When I came into the big leagues, it was suit and tie.
Yeah.
Especially the Dodger way. Woo. Yeah. Know, like, oh, collar shirt. Yeah. Even in the minor leagues, you have to wear a sports coat. And then in 17, when I became the bench coach of the Astros, you know, it was a lot more relaxed, you know. And then here, in the beginning, in 18, there were certain trips that, you know, especially to the playoffs. You know, the guys wanted to dress up.
You know?
The cameras are there, but it's more like relaxed, comfortable. When you get to the hotel, it's 2 a.m, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Right? Like nobody's taking pictures, whatever. So the more comfortable, the better. So now it's like sweatsuits.
So you don't have a general rule like, listen, hey, on my team, we're going suit and tie.
No.
We're professionals.
We made a point last year. Because it got sloppy with the rookies last year, so we went to Toronto.
What does sloppy of a rookie look like?
I mean, it was like
cut off jeans,
sweatpants to the field, you know, like all the time. Like,
wow!
So we made a point, like, if you have less than 2 years of service, collar shirt to the field, whatever, and they got the point. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's more comfortable now. It's a lot different than in the past. But now no suit to manage the game. You know.
To think that you had to go Lou Brown. We wear caps and sleeves. You know what I mean? You had to show them.
But they love it in the playoffs. In the playoffs.
Yeah,
they,
I bet.
We had this situation once actually in 17. Mr. Crane, the owner of the Astros, had this event at his house in Vero Beach, Florida, spring training. So the dress code was collar shirt. And one of the players showed up in a T-shirt, right? And I'm the bench coach the first year. I'm like, the next day I talk to the player. It's like, hey, man, like yesterday the rules are the rules. You know, this is – and he goes, well, AC, man, like, that shirt I was wearing is worth $600. You know, I'm like, I get it.
It's still yeah, you know, like, collar on it.
Yeah. Like, right. It's, yeah, still, but yeah. I got the point. I get it, kid. You know what? AJ, he's okay. Yeah.
I know that you had an emotional chat with Joe Castiglione yesterday, talking about your dad as well. I don't need you to necessarily relive it, but you have a very deep connection to the
Jaguars. Yeah. We lost my dad when I was 13 years old, and this guy, big presence. My dad was like 6'2", white hair, dark skin, deep voice, you know, and when my dad speak, you know, people listen. He was the president, the founder of the Little League chapter in my hometown. And, you know, it just hit me. You know, I'm doing the interview, and I go sometimes, you know, like without thinking about him, whatever, you know, like, oh, whatever, he's so proud of us, wherever he's at. But yesterday it hit me, you know, like, especially there's certain days that things are going the wrong way, right? Like, you know, we're struggling right now, whatever, and you know, I got my brother, I got my sisters, I got my mom, who's the rock of the family. But that guy, you know, he always had something to tell me at that young age, you know. And I always said in the beginning I was so upset with life because I lost my dad at 13. But it got to the point in life that I was like, you know what, I was blessed that I had my dad for 13 years. And, you know, it's something that I wear in my sleeves all the time when I manage. I try to, you know, think about how he'll react to the situations, you know, and he's a guy that I miss, you know, and you know, I know he's proud of Joey, proud of my sisters, proud of me. I bet, you know, if he was alive, he'll be here all the time because he was a baseball freak. This guy, you know, he get it, you know, he understood. Baseball analyst, pregame shows in Winter Bowl. He will take me to Winter Bowl all the time to go watch games, you know. So I got to meet Kyle Ripken, Jose Cruz. I mean, like, this is the guy that introduced me to this great game, and I miss him dearly. It was tough around that time, but I'm proud of him. I know he's proud of us, and you know, like I said before, I miss him.
Yeah, it's. I guess it's this is when you start putting things in perspective, right? A little bit as far as when you start reminiscing about your father and all the great talks and the memories you had with him, and then you kind of, you know, kind of how do you translate that into maybe a possible message with your team? With the struggles and the obstacles that they have had and you have had this year.
Yeah, you take it day by day, right? And this is a special team, a very different team. You know, we've been in this roller coaster the whole season. You know, we win six, we lose six. It's been like up and down, up and down. It's been such an up and down team that it's been very consistent, right? And we are where we are because we have struggled in certain areas. You know, we always talk about the defense. Mm-hmm. I think offensively we're really good, and when we pitch we're really good, but we haven't catch the ball. But I try to – keep it day by day. This is the most important thing. And, you know, today's a big day for us. We got to find a way to win a game today. You know, like, we need to stop this. They're a good team. We haven't played well against them. But we got to win a game today and enjoy tomorrow and then go to Kansas City. So, excuse me. The way I see it, you know, and it's just like life, right? Like, you take it day by day. You learn from your mistakes and you get better. I always bring my kids to this situation because I got twins. So, for how similar they are, they're a lot different, right? So you got 26 guys here that Bayo, you got to treat one way. Pivetta, you got to treat one way. Rafi Devers, offensively, we're good, but defensively, how can I help him, you know? And I think life had taught me a lot throughout the years, you know. Obviously, there's been people that have impacted my life more than others, situations that have impacted my life the last few years that at that point, you know, I was rock bottom, but it taught me to get up and keep going and keep grinding regardless of what people think, because as you guys know, not everybody agrees with Alex Cora, right? I mean, there's people that are still upset at what happened a few years ago. But you know what? I have to block all that stuff, learn from that, and keep pushing to be better. And I try to do my best every single day. You know, the results are the results. We're going to win World Series. We're going to finish last. We're going to fight for a wild card spot. But I think on a daily basis, the way I see it, I'm going to do it with passion. I'm going to have fun with it. And then the results are going to come.
You mentioned how the team has been consistent, and it's been a roller coaster ride this year. Did you figure that out early with this group? Like, because a lot of managers and coaches, they'll be like, yeah, I kind of figured out this team pretty quickly. Here's what we were. I know there is the eternal optimist of, hey, we'll come out of it. You got guys in and out of the lineup. It can change things. But did you kind of figure that this team out was going to a roller coaster year?
I think the way the game goes, right, you can control a few things on a daily basis, right? You're going to go through slumps offensively. You're going to go through slumps pitching-wise. There's a few things that had to be consistent. And in those, we've been very inconsistent. What is it? The defense. And at this level, I said today, I've been saying it all along, you get the opposition more than 27 outs, you will pay, regardless if it's the Houston Astros or the worst offense in baseball. These are big leaguers. And the more at-bats the good hitters get, the more runs they can score, right? And this is a perfect example. You know, we haven't played defense against Houston, and what happens? Altuve comes up to play. Bregman comes up to the plate again and again and again and again. The Dodgers, right? I mean, it felt like Mookie and Freeman, they had like 100 at-bats in, over the weekend. And it's that made me – I was like, you know what? This is what we need to be better. We haven't been. You know, we've been so inconsistent at that aspect. And that I realized that early on. Like, this is what's going to take us to October, or this is what's going to stop us from getting to October.
See, it really reminds me of like a – turnovers in football.
Yep. You know,
like it just, exactly, it's just
right.
The same thing, just multiple opportunities.
And I, you know, I listened to you the other day talking about controlling the game, right? And one of the things that we've been talking to some of the kids, the young guys, are like, if you make a mistake, let's say you bubble the ball, don't throw it. Stop the play, right? Like, stop the play. Don't try to do something else. You know, it's kind of like you get a fumble, right, and you fall into it, nobody touches you, and you get up, and then boom.
Yeah, then you fumble.
You know what? We got it. Yeah. We got it. So, you know, like, that's something that – over the year, yeah, we got some veteran guys, but we got some young guys playing too. You know, Casas and Duran, and now we got Hamilton playing. So we got to keep pushing them to be better, take care of the baseball, time management,
yeah,
quote unquote. So,
I mean, you also said just a second ago about treating everybody differently, and just curious about this. A guy like Bayo, heard like, listen, there's a lot of accomplished people that have played here talking about him being the second coming, and I was curious. 82 pitches yesterday. Like, why pull him so early?
The guy at the plate. Yeah.
Was that it? That's
yeah,
it.
I mean,
so it's
we got a
like
full
his...
we got a full bullpen yesterday. So we got Joe for Alvarez in that pocket, you know, and he did the job. We didn't do the job after that. We didn't catch a ball. They score. There's certain games that you will let him go, but in that one where we were and knowing who we had after the game, after him coming in, you know, like, yeah, we got the job done. We turned the page. Maybe in another situation, another score, we keep letting him go. It's kind of like Chris 2 days ago. Chris, if Chris was a full force, he'll get that righty, you know, to try to get him out. But, you know, 90 pitches, a lot of effort coming from injury. You just got to be careful.
So for a guy like Bayo, is there young guy? There's no concerns with workload or anything like
not
that?
Right.
Not right now.
Not right now. He gets an extra day for the next one.
Yeah.
So he should be fine.
Message the rest of the way. Are you looking at the scoreboard in the outfield, or is it more just preaching consistency with your group more than anything else?
There's a few days I wish that
thing was out there.
It's not there. You know, it's like right in front of you. But hey, it is what it is. One thing you have to do: you win, and then you look around, right? And we haven't done that the last 2 days. Like I said today, you know, we got to come here and find a way to win a ball game.
Well, great stuff as always with
hold
the
on.
Manager.
I always
Red
do
Sox
something
out.
For the Jimmy Fund.
Oh,
right?
Wait, hold on.
Last time you messed up.
Remember
last time you messed up?
$130,000.
$1 million.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So far, we have scored 661 runs, right?
Okay.
And that's our strength, right? Mm-hmm. Offense. So 661.
He's actually using the calculator
13,
right now.
Right now, it's 8,593. So. For the season, you know, the total runs for the Red Sox by 13, that's going to be my pledge from the Cora Feliciano family.
Oh,
there we go.
Let's go. Let's
hear
for Cora.
All right.
Okay.
Very
we're good.
Nice.
You sure about the math?
Yes.
Last year you owed $1 million.
No, we're good. So that's where we at. Okay.
I didn't know there was like a carry the zero or something like that.
We got that.
No, we're good.
Got that.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. And, we also have our Sherwin Williams question of the day from Dale at Shoreline Painting in Westerly, Rhode Island. I think I know this guy.
Right by Seacock, Rhode Island.
Yeah, sure. I went to high school there for 2 years, Alex, in Westerly. Yeah. So as the team pushes for a wild card spot, what's the thought process behind switching the batting order and lineup so often?
Just matchups, you know. And like today, we're facing one of the best lefties in the big leagues. And we got to put all, you know, the most righties out there. Rafael is leading off today, playing shortstop. We got Ref Nider playing. We got Turner. It just makes a match, you know, and you have to maximize, you know, your roster. And that's the way we do the lineup.
Well, great stuff there from Alex Cora. By the way, Sherwin-Williams Pro Plus is an exclusive program of pro-level services designed to help you manage and grow your paint business. Unlock the pro advantage at swproplus.com today. And I'm sure that our friend in the Twitch chat, Garrett Richards Jacket, is thrilled that we were talking with Alex Cora. Garrett Richards Jacket thinks he is you. It's one of these guys on Twitch who's like, ask Cora this. And when I did, and you put him in his place, and he was like, ah, that's wrong. It's like one of those guys. So you were mentioning the people who disagree with Alex Cora. There we go. Alex, thank you. Good to see you. Good luck
thank
today.
You,
thank
keep
you,
up the good work.
Yeah, and great job and out thank of you. You. How about that? Big donation from Alex Cora and his family as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.